Next up, we have a call from Dee in New Jersey. How can we help?
Yes, hello. I have a problem with my cellar. I have stairs that lead down. There's the iron doors, and then there's stairs leading down. And at the bottom of the stairs, I have water seeping in when we have heavy rain. And I was wondering what I could do about that.
The stairs that you have on the outside of your house, that's what we call Bilco doors, the metal doors on a slant?
That's right.
Okay. The area to the left and the right of that Bilco door opening, what's the drainage conditions like right there? Because typically, if you get water that ponds in those areas or runs too close to that area, you'll get water in the bottom of the stairwell.
No, the strange thing is there's a patio on one side, and then on the other side there's an attached garage.
Okay.
And there's no water draining there at all. It just seems to be seeping from the ground.
Okay. Are you sure that the door of the Bilco is not leaking? Have you run a hose on it and had somebody watch underneath?
Yes. I got a flashlight, and I looked when it was raining, and there's no rain coming in. It's just from the bottom of the stairs there.
Okay. There's only one other possibility, and that is that this is a general grading or drainage issue that's stemming somewhere else in the house. It just happens to work its way down there. Here's the other areas you have to look at. First of all, and most critically, make sure that your roof gutters are clean. Your gutters are clean, your downspouts are clean, and your downspouts are extended out away from the house. We need them to be out at least 4 feet, maybe even 6 feet, so the water drains away from the foundation.
Yeah, we have gutter helmets.
Okay, now that works well except in really severe driving rainstorms, and then it tends to run over off the gutter guard. So watch out for that. The second thing is the drainage conditions around the outside of the house. Look at the grading. Make sure it's sloping away from the walls. That's really important. If it's sloping into the walls or it's too flat, that water basically sits against the foundation, D, and it goes down and it runs around the base, and it'll come out in different places. It could come out in the middle of the basement floor, or it can come out in your window well. But somewhere in that area is where the water's accumulating. Since it's happening consistent with rainfall, it's got to be a drainage condition. You just got to find out exactly which drainage condition is leading to it.
You don't say there's like a spring or something underneath there.
No, it's not. It's a good question, though.
Yes, that's Dee's water supply.
That's right.
It's the hottest new water. Bottled water.
No, and I'll tell you why I absolutely know that for sure, because it only happens in heavy rainfall. And springs rise and fall seasonally. They don't rise and fall consistent with rain. So it's definitely a drainage condition. You just got to figure out where it's going wrong.
Okay, I'll have to check that out again.
Okay, Dee. Thank you very much. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
And she must be a regular listener because she knew everything that you were going to tell her to do, and she did it in advance.
That's right. But now, you know, having told her again, she's been reinforced, and she's ready to rock and roll with that and get her basement dried up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.